You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 97, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, my guest today says there may be millions of people that can do what you do, but none of them can be you doing it. Maximize your dash factor. Joining me on today's show is Michelle Dawson. Michelle is a passionate leadership coach. She's an international speaker, organizational strategist, and author. And above all, she's an advocate of change and innovative leadership who is dedicated to making a positive impact in her community and the world. With a solid understanding of her own purpose, Michelle has always felt called to serve people, and she successfully launched various leadership training and strategic visioning across the globe. These are programs across the globe to provide church leaders the tools needed to create a lasting legacy in their congregations. Now, regardless of whether she's working with corporations, community organizations, or ministries, Michelle is on a mission to train, empower, and inspire people to harness their God-given potential to make their visions a reality. Now, on today's show, Michelle's going to share the first lesson that she learned in life was, regardless of her life circumstances, her life has purpose. She's going to talk about that. She's going to talk about another lesson that has really helped her to not only forgive others, but she had to learn how to forgive herself. And she's also going to talk about the importance of being committed to the process that God was taking her through. All of these lessons, I know, will certainly impart insights for us this week too. So welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you so much for having me, Anne-Marie. It's a pleasure being with you and your audience today.
Oh, my pleasure. I always love to give my guests an opportunity to share just how they got into the business and the work that they're now doing and obviously really passionate about. Was it various experiences that God was training you up, or had you always had a vision and a mission that this is really where you wanted to serve? How did that pan out for you?
It really started in my corporate career. And so I spent 16 years in a corporate setting. And what I found was a common thread. I always enjoyed looking at how things were done, how they can be done better, mm-hmm. how you can maximize the output of what we wanted to experience, whether it was putting out a product or improving the operations within the department. And so that's always been the common thread of my life, even before my corporate career. And so it really was an easy transition when the Lord was really leading me to leave that corporate career and start my own company, Catalyst Enterprises, to really focus on helping people tap into their gifts, their talents, their strengths, in order to maximize the output, the productivity, their excellence, and their brilliance in their own organizations.
Yes, love that. You know, sometimes God is developing in us, I found, the skills and the strengths, the knowledge, the awareness, that He really is building us up to then take that next step to really fulfill His calling. I love that. Now, you were saying the first lesson that you've learned in your life was, regardless of your experiences or your circumstances, your life has purpose. Share a bit more about that, because sometimes the challenging circumstances can have us really begin to doubt, become discouraged. But you're saying, you know what, this is not the case. Every circumstance continues to allow you to see that your life has purpose.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times we look at the situations that we're in, whether they're good or oftentimes in their bad situations, or because of our decisions, or just life itself. And because of that, we tie the failure or the situation that might not be ideal with who we are as a person. And one of the things that was really important to me, and I really enjoy reading, one of my favorite leadership authors is John Maxwell, which I'm sure many people in your audience have heard of. And he has a book that he put out in 2013 was I believe the title was it was Sometimes We Win, Sometimes We Learn. And so oftentimes we hear the phrase, sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. But in that book, it really talked about dealing with our disappointments and challenges and when things don't come out the way we want them to be. And that's always been a philosophy of mine as well, that, you know, we don't win at everything, but even in situations where there may be a failure, we may fail in that situation, but that doesn't mean that we are a failure. And what can we learn from that failure or that challenge that we can use in the next step in our life or in our career?
Have you found over time, and I'm sharing this because I've had experiences and circumstances, and sometimes if you don't pick up the lesson, you continue to get experiences. Share a little bit more about what you've learned in that, because I know with some of the guests that I've spoken to, and even people who have reached out privately who've listened and watched the shows, they are in the midst of a real, what they would call a struggle, challenges. So what words and insights would you share? Maybe there were some Bible verses that you continue to remind yourself of. How did you support yourself through that, through prayer? What worked for you to really help you remain steadfast, because you knew that this was just part of the journey?
You know, the one of the things in my devotional time every morning with the Lord that I pray, and the scripture says that he will order our steps. And so I trust that. And so when I misstep, or when something doesn't come together the way I want it to do, you know, I think back and say, God, I know that you are ordering my steps today. And even though I may not have heard you correctly, or I may have used my own judgment rather than seeking you in something, I still trust that you're ordering my steps. And even in this situation, you're going to have it work toward my good. So the one thing I always do, and I had to learn how to do this, was rather than get down on myself when I failed, because before what would happen, if I failed at something, fear would come in and I would be afraid to try again. So one of the things that I really had to learn to do is like, okay, if I fail once or twice, doesn't mean that that's the end. Give myself permission to try again and have the confidence that God is with me, that he's ordering my steps, and he's going to help me through the process, especially when I know I'm walking in his purpose and my desire is to please him in my personal life and in my business life.
Yes, just beautiful. Let's talk about forgiveness, forgiving others, but also forgiving ourselves. This can be easy to say, but so hard to do.
You know, sometimes it's easier for us to forgive someone else than it is to forgive ourselves. And so we can be very hard on ourselves, and even in situations where we may have known the right thing to do, and because of choices, we made the wrong choice. But I think it's important to forgive ourselves and give, not to be so hard on ourselves and say, okay, what can I learn from this? Why did I make this decision? Why did I enter into this partnership? Why did I go this direction? And sometimes we need to look at the underlying reason why we do things. A lot of times we only want to deal with the surface. But there may be underlying things that played a role in the decision that we made. And so, you know, the word talks about 1 John 1:9 says, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father who will forgive us of our sins. And we ask for forgiveness and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so if he's willing to forgive us, then we have to be willing to forgive ourselves as well. And it can be challenging when it's in our face. And sometimes with that failure, that mistake, that misstep, there are consequences of it. And sometimes we have to live with certain consequences of it. But even in that, we can still forgive ourselves, learn from it, and move forward.
Yes, so true. Speak a little bit, if you will, around forgiveness of others, because I know sometimes in conversations that I've had, and just what I've, you know, seen, observed, that it can be very difficult to get to a place of forgiveness, particularly if you felt that the core of you was betrayed. And yeah. and sometimes, you know, that is not reciprocated if mm-hmm. there was a partnership. Let's unpack this, because I think forgiveness can sometimes be the thing that will help us to release and just give it over to Him and allows Him to work through that in our life. So let's Absolutely. Talk about that. Forgiveness of something is not forgetting. If something was done to you and right. In action, we're not saying that or validating it or anything like yes. that. Speak a bit more about that, because I think this can be a healing for someone today.
Absolutely. And you made a statement. A lot of times when people make the statement, forgive and forget, I don't believe in that statement, because if I forget, there's no need for me to forgive, because I don't remember that it happened to me. But to be able to remember, and even though there may be pain that I experienced from the offense that was done to me, forgiveness is about not wanting to retaliate. Yes, I remember it, I see it, and I may even see the person that did it, but not wanting to retaliate. And I think the thing we need to really understand is forgiveness is not even about that person. Whether that person acknowledges their wrong done to us or not, forgiveness is about us and not in allowing that offense to hold us in bondage, to hold us back. And the other thing that you mentioned also, Anne-Marie, is when I forgive, it doesn't mean I'm saying what you did was okay.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is what you did to me will not hold me in bondage. I will not allow that to hold me in bondage. And so oftentimes we hold unforgiveness, and that person has moved on with their life, but we're stuck where that offense took place because we're not willing to forgive them or forgive ourselves.
Yes.
And one of the things that I talk about when I dealing with and working with people who are dealing with unforgiveness is I let them know that unforgiveness does not necessarily mean there's going to be reconciliation. And so sometimes we think that if I forgive, I have to reconcile with that person. And sometimes there are relationships that are beyond repair or beyond reconciliation. And forgiveness only requires a decision that we make to forgive. We make a decision to forgive, but it's also a process. And this is one of the things that I teach groups that I work with as well. This forgiveness is a decision, but sometimes and oftentimes it takes a while for our emotions to catch up with the decision that we made. So sometimes people will ask me, is forgiveness a decision or is it a process? And I say, yes, it is both. It starts with a decision that I'm going to forgive this offense. But then we have to walk through the process that's necessary in order for the forgiveness to go beyond just a decision, a mental decision that we have made, but then also that we bring our mind and our body and our whole being to catch up with that decision that we made. And so reconciliation and forgiveness are two different things. In order to reconcile, you have to have forgiveness.
Yes.
To have authentic reconciliation, it requires and has to be preceded by forgiveness. But forgiveness does not obligate you to reconcile. And I think that's really key for us to understand.
It so is, because I think, you know, number one, the forgiveness aspect, so that you no longer hold yourself in bondage. Why I think that's so important is because sometimes what happens is there's been this incredibly emotional event. Every time something happens or someone makes a comment that was similar to what, you know, and it really triggers us, we can find that we continue to have that horrible gut feeling that we would feel, you know, because of that betrayal or whatever situation occurred. And you're talking about that sometimes the reconciliation is not there because you may have forgiven, but the other person may not be yet at that stage or ever get to that stage where they're able to forgive you. But there's also circumstances, isn't there, Michelle, where you're talking about someone who may have already passed on, may have moved on, there's just no connection there. What are some things then that people can do to allow them to go through that process of forgiveness from their end, even if the healing, the reconciliation is not something that they can experience because of whatever reason, the other person's not willing, or maybe they've already passed on?
Yes, and I think that's a great question. Like I said, it starts with a decision, but there's the journey or the process of forgiveness as well. And so oftentimes with forgiveness, we have to go through a grieving process because it's something that I call, it's the term I use is when innocence has been shattered. You have this relationship with this person and you had a certain expectation of them, and that, whether it's betrayal or disappointment, which causes a reason why forgiveness is needed, so that innocence of that relationship or that expectation of a relationship has shifted. And so first you have to deal with that. Okay, this relationship isn't necessarily what I always thought it was going to be, or it may be, and this person can't live up to the standard that we expected them to live up to. And so first dealing with that, and then the next thing dealing with, okay, how did this make me feel? How did this really impact me? And dealing with, why did it impact me this way? You know, is it my vulnerability? Is it me setting up high expectations? Is it me putting this person in a place in my life that they never should have? Some people, you know, have different roles in our life, and oftentimes we may want to take a person and have them fill, or try to make them fill, a certain role in our life that they were never meant to fill. So looking at, okay, what was my relationship with this person, and was this the best relationship, or were they even capable of having this type of relationship with me? And so when you look at those things and say, okay, then what was my role in this? And so we always have to be willing to take ownership for what was our role in the offense, if any. And then as we go through that and say, okay, what am I allowing this to hold me back from? And do I want to allow this to continue to hold me back from it? And what do I need to do to make sure this doesn't happen again? If it's something that I have to change, if it's a mindset I have to change, if it's boundaries I need to set that I did not set before. And so that really begins the process of that forgiveness, that decision of forgiveness that you made. Whether the person, like you said, they, you may not be able to contact that person, they pass on, or maybe they're not willing to talk with you. But it's about you making that decision, regardless of whether they're available or not.
And then the rest is just giving it up in prayer, and you know, God will, as we know, handle that. And I'm glad you shared that, because, you know, many people who are listening and watching, we want to build kingdom businesses, but it's going to be very difficult for us to really step into that fully. And as you say so beautifully, maximize our dash factor if we are held in bondage by situations and circumstances which continue, because we will be triggered. The enemy will be there with trying to remind us and bring us down so that we cannot step into the purpose and calling in which God has us destined for. And so I think it's, this is an area. In fact, yesterday I was speaking to someone in church about this, and I thought, you know what? Sometimes we just have to give it over in prayer to God and say, look, I have forgiven, and I'm willing, if that other party were to come and say, let's reconcile, everything would just be, you know what, we're going to leave it at the throne, because it's just not worth the anguish that goes around when you're carrying this baggage of emotions. So thank you for sharing that, Michelle. Let's talk about the importance of being committed to the process that God was taking you through. I'm sure these insights are certainly going to inspire us today as well.
You know, one thing I oftentimes, when we think about the process of fulfilling what God has called us to do and walking in the purpose, we see this huge vision. And one thing about our God, He is a God of big vision. And so, you know, the vision that He may give us for our life and has for our life is bigger than we could ever imagine or do on our by ourselves. And it can be overwhelming when we think about it. You know, it's like, God, this is what you have planned for my life. This is what you, this is the reason why you allowed me to come into the earth the time that I did, the way that I did. How can I do this? I don't feel capable. I don't have the confidence. I'm going to have that education or whatever it may be, you know, but God knows what's best for our life. And so, you know, when we think, when I think about committing to the process, understand we don't have to try to look at the big picture and complete the big picture. It's one day at a time. And one of the scriptures, my favorite scriptures, is Proverbs, where it talks about delight thyself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart. And so I really believe that scripture means to me is He will begin to drop some desires in my heart that I didn't even know I had, or didn't know where they would come from, mm-hmm. And began to build those desires in my heart that are desires that He has for me.
Yeah.
And as I, you know, really spend time in prayer, getting clarity on that, what God will do is begin to show you step by step what to do. He won't show you all the steps, but be willing to commit to the steps that He shows you.
Yes.
Be committed to the instructions that He gives us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we think about the GPS and, you know, in our automobiles. And when we're on a highway, you know, you may want to know, okay, what are all the steps that I need to get to my destination? And oftentimes that GPS, if there's a certain road that you need to be on for a prolonged period of time, it will not announce the next turn.
Oh.
It'll just keep you on that road. And so just like a GPS, you have to be committed to stay on that road until the GPS tells you, okay, now it's time to make the next turn, to turn right, to turn left. And that's the same thing about being committed to the process. Mm. Sometimes we feel like, okay, God, I've been doing this long enough. I want to do something else. But if we commit to the process, there's things that He's teaching us. Mm-hmm. He's instructing us. There's some principles that we have to learn that are going to equip us for the next turn or the next step that He has for our life. So if we short circuit any part of this journey, what we're doing is cutting ourselves short and selling ourselves short and gaining and learning some things that are going to be critical for the next phase. So I believe in being committed to every step that He takes us on in order to make sure that we fulfill this journey the way that He wants us to fulfill it.
Yeah. I love the way that, Michelle, you were saying that sometimes God, what He does is He plants in us, you know, and often, because what I'm going to ask the question, let's discuss this a little bit, is around people will say, well, I don't really know what my purpose is or what my calling is. But what you said so beautifully, and I hope to paraphrase this, God will often plant seeds in us, and it can be aligned with strengths that just come quite innately to us, which we often take for granted because we assume everyone else can do that. Speak a little bit around that, because often you'll hear, oh, well, you know, I have to do this because it's a burden. But God doesn't necessarily need you to struggle through everything. In fact, He's given the gifts and strengths. And sometimes, yes, we need to evolve and really craft those and continue to refine them. But often, so let's start. What would you say to someone who is struggling, who's still really looking at, you know, what is my purpose? What is my calling? How do I determine that?
You know, when the phrase dash factor and the Lord really blessed me to you know, really dig into this. And it came, it's interesting how He really began to minister that to me was, I mean, it sounds morbid, was at a funeral service.
Wow.
And I was just looking at an obituary and I saw that dash between, you know, sunrise and sunset, which, you know, signifies someone's birth and then the date of their death. And so during that time, God begins to work in our life. That dash is the whole life, the principles, the pathway that He has laid out for us. And oftentimes we struggle and we think God will reveal His purpose, or how He reveals His purpose is some thunderbolt in the sky or some extraordinary event that happens. So for some that happens, but oftentimes it's in our daily life, the things that come easy to us, the thing that just gives us joy, the way we're able to serve other people. Mm-hmm. And we think that, well, this can't be my purpose because it's so simple. It's just what I do. It's no big deal. But there's purpose even, you know, in that. And so one of the things that the Lord had shown me when I really wanted to know, God, what is it that You have for my life?
Mm-hmm.
And what is Your purpose? What is Your will? Not just Your will for my life, but what is Your will, period? Mm-hmm. And I want to join You in what Your will is in this season, in the earth and in my life. And as I began to just serve and do, and then began to look back at my life, there was like this common thread that no matter what I did, no matter where I worked, no matter who I interacted with, no matter where I was located, there was a common thread that went through all those experiences. And He began to show me this common thread. And it was about helping people. It was about helping people discover their own purpose.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I tell people all the time, our God is a supernatural God. but everything he does is not spectacular. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we want the spectacular. We want, you know, the dream, the vision.
The heavens to open, the angels.
The heavens to open up. And it may not come that way. Mm-hmm. But in our daily walk, in our commitment to him, in our time of prayer, in our time in his word, he begins to reveal purpose through his word, through other people, through our experiences, and all we have to do is be open to that.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful. I love that because, you know, just yesterday actually in church we were reading, and I can't recall, I think it was in Mark. Anyway, don't quote me, but around, you know, take up your cross and follow me.
Yes.
Now, not all of our experiences or situations and circumstances are going to be where we take up the cross. Yeah, there will be challenges and obstacles, but sometimes those challenges or obstacles are really creating the character in which God wants us to be
Absolutely.
Shaped. Not
yeah.
necessarily the path in which we are, the work that we do, the business that we are growing, but rather the circumstances, as I said, that yeah. shapes the character. So I think what you've just shared is going to be so helpful for people, because sometimes, you know, when we have had challenges and we have had situations where we've been disappointed with results, sometimes even real failure, it can have us question, am I doing the right thing? You know, and our identity, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? But again, sometimes, you know, you were heading in the wrong direction, and if God gave you little seeds or little indications and you didn't listen, sometimes go, okay, I'm really going to get your attention now. And I think we probably all had experiences, okay, all right, I just need to reboot, get back into the word and in prayer. All right, show me, Lord, what is your way? Let's get back on this GPS.
That's right. Absolutely.
Michelle, share with us, if you would, how people can get in contact with you. What's the best way if they want to find out about the wonderful programs that you deliver? How can they do that?
Okay. They can get in contact with me through my website, which is catalystenterprise.com or catalystsuccess.com. Mm-hmm. Either way of those, in my email address is michelle@catalystenterprise.com as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. We'll put all of those details on the show notes as well, so that you can connect with Michelle at ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE97. Michelle, one of the things that I'm doing at the end of each show before we finish up is just saying a word of prayer. May I do that for you today?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Fantastic. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity to speak and hear Michelle share her testimony. Lord, sometimes in disappointments, in failures, we really, as we said, can question our identity. But when we turn to you know who we are, who you say that we are, and we are children of you. And Father, you have our destiny, our purpose all laid out for us. And so we just pray that for those people who are in doubt at the moment or maybe struggling, that they can reconnect with you, bring it to your throne in prayer, and be blessed by you that way. Father, what Michelle spoke about today about forgiveness can often, if we're not forgiving someone, can be the bondage that stops us from doing the work that you have planned for us. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that any stronghold, that any situations will be broken, and that your Holy Spirit can minister peace and love and forgiveness into the lives of those who are struggling. Father, we just want to uphold Michelle and her ministry in front of you for your continued blessings and favor. May you be with the clients that she works with the ministries and the churches and organizations that she also supports. We continue to uphold so that they can continue to honor you and worship you and all of the work that they're doing to impact the lives of those who love you and maybe those who don't yet know you. May they see that the wonderful, loving Savior that you are. And that forgiveness, no matter what we have done, Lord, no matter how shameful that we feel, you, when we turn to you and ask for your forgiveness, you are forgiving us. So, Lord, with that, as such a wonderful role model, we ask that we continue to be love and hope and possibility to those around us. And we ask this in the precious name of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been a real blessing. I think, you know, this whole forgiveness topic. And we actually had Lord's Supper yesterday in our church and was reminded,
you
know.
Today.
Oh, you did? There you go.
Well, yeah, like,
Yes, because you're a day behind. We're in your future, and I think I mentioned to you, we're always, it's a great day. The future is always a great day. But, you know, when we realize that, you know, God, Jesus was perfect, and for him to go through and suffer on the cross as he did because he loved us so much, if he can do that for us, and of course we don't need to rely on our strength to forgive
That's
others.
Right.
We can lean on him. And I think a lot of relationships could be restored. Even relationships, when you think of it from a, you know, politics, which is a whole other topic on its own. But I think sometimes if leaders could model that a little bit more, can you imagine the world that we would live in if everyone was...
dramatically different than what we see today.
Yes. That will be in the new heaven and the new earth, I think. We won't even need to worry about that. All right. Thank you so much. It's been a blessing and continued success and blessings to you, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Anne-Marie. Appreciate your time and your audience as well.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.